I love that second reading in particular from Romans. It's a tremendous affirmation for all of us in terms of our relationship with God. You know, brothers and sisters, what will separate us from the love of Christ? And then Paul goes extensively through many of the things, the distresses that we go through, the suffering that we endure. He says, nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's an understanding of what God did through His Son, a surrender totally of His Son coming into the world to be one with us. And we take a look at the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus, which the sign of unconditional love. I'm talking to many missionaries throughout my priesthood and in the seminary. They would talk at certain times about rice Christians or rice Catholics. When the missionary would go into a territory that basically was pagan, that wasn't known, of course they would have the service, especially the liturgy of the word, you know, trying to teach and to instruct, but they always noticed that whenever they gave out rice, whenever they gave food, the services seemed to be a multitude of people. Kind of smile immediately, it means that the word is much more palatable if it's done with a serving of sorts. I encountered that in a particular way when I was a chaplain in the military. As a chaplain in the military, I would have to provide both a Catholic chaplain and a general Christian non-denominational service. And what I would do occasionally, obviously, is I'd stop over at Dunkin' Donuts, and I'd secure about, you know, 6 or 7 dozen of donuts for basically the service of the unit. And I could tell you that every time those donuts came in, my services were packed. My services were packed. But I say this because I remember one instance in particular that is kind of frozen in my mind. And there was a young lieutenant after basically the service of the word was open for the donuts. Of course, everybody ran over to get their favorite donut, you know, in particular, along with that cup of coffee, basically in the morning, and they ran over to the table. And well, one lieutenant, the first lieutenant, went over and he grabbed a hold of God, obviously his favorite donut and a cup of coffee, and everybody kind of went in. And even before they were sitting down, that donut was in the mouth of a lot of people. This one lieutenant came over and he spread his napkin down and he put the donut down, and I watched him, and he didn't realize he was being watched. And I watched him put the donut down and he bowed his head, giving thanks, asking a blessing upon him that he was about to receive. That image froze in my mind because I take a look at what we are talking about, what Jesus did today in the gospel. What does he do? He challenges every one of us to feed. I mean, he says this obviously to his disciples. He says to the disciples, well, you feed them, give them something to eat. You yourselves, give them something to eat. And of course, the retort back to the disciples is, we don't have anything. All we have are 5 loaves and 2 fish. How are we going to feed the multitude with just this? And yet what happens is they surrender that which they have over to the Lord, who then takes it immediately and blesses them. Now I want you to capture that image. They surrender everything over to the Lord, who then takes it in before Him and blesses them. And then it says, in terms of the rest of the passage, that over 5,000 were fed. Over 5,000. In our own lives, when we take a look at understanding what we have as a blessing given to us from God, as gifts given to us from God, when we understand that we ourselves have the ability to turn that over to be used by God, far outstrips whatever we believe we could do. Barrelson said. And we understand immediately that no one can surpass God's generosity. And once we capture that in our own sense, our response is constantly gratitude. Gratitude for what we have, what we've been given, calling a blessing upon the Lord who has given this to us. But in a particular way, understanding that once we merge what little we have with God, greatness happens. And I can tell you that is true through the history of the 2,000-year history of Christianity. That we see those with little or nothing who have achieved greatness. Take a look at our own archdiocese. If you take a look around in our archdiocese, it's the multitude of things that have that Catholic imprint and Catholic identity. And I'm talking about hospitals and schools and Catholic charities. Most who started all this had little or nothing. Little or nothing but the blessing of God upon their work. Little or nothing. But they took what little they had and turned it over, understanding that God, Christ, uses His love to create a multitude of things. How many have been healed and cured in our hospitals? How many have been instructed and taught in our schools? But oftentimes we are kind of like the Rice Catholics. We're kind of like the Dunkin' Donut Catholics. We quickly go to consuming whatever is placed before us, whatever is given, failing to understand the gift that is placed in our hands, failing to understand the blessing that is needed from us. So this morning, when we listen to the power of the gospel, of Jesus feeding the 5,000, realize He's challenging us to understand that the gifts given to us are to be used generously to demonstrate His love, which is never separated from us. There's a wonderful irony at the end of that Gospel of Matthew. It's in reference to how many baskets were collected. You know, there's a... Well, you can't say, well... And obviously, what Matthew's kind of saying is there was even more collected than what was given out. 12 baskets full? I like to think of those 12 baskets representing the apostolic tradition in the church. The 12 apostles who receive, literally, that food that's given and offered to us every week here, Jesus Christ. And understanding how that food, that small host, that small wine, His body, His blood, creates an ability to feed multitudes. Because it's a sign of His love that is never separated from us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.